freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Inside hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Johnson.
And Manuel.
And anything goes on this show. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts for you to surf through. Hundreds of users quickly approaching, I think, the 275 mark on the user count, which is great. And all kinds of different conversations, everything from flame wars to intellectual banter. So log on and get interactive with us, freetalklive.com. It's all free. It's all on the house. And there's a lot more there for you as well to explore. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you...
Well, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom, as usual. And where are you going to get freedom?
You have to work for it.
You got to work for it. And you know what you got to do to work for it? You got to join the Free State Project. You've got to be willing to commit to move yourself, move your family, and fight for freedom. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime is the Free State Project. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's toll free 1-888-532-4604.
Excellent. Or freestateproject.org. Now when you say fight for it, you don't really mean like punching and kicking.
Well, not yet. I don't know if we're going to ever get to that point. That's
hopefully
why, you know,
not.
When we signed on, that's why, you know, I was like, "Hey, Johnson," cuz I feel like, you know, sometimes that I'm like we're checking in, you know, logging in, like we're soldiers in the fight for liberty here. So, you know,
volunteers.
Like, volunteers.
Yeah, not militia.
Militia.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. Again, take control of the show. First hour, we told you about a Supreme Court decision, and there's still more to say about it, so we're going to continue on it, because this is huge. This is not just an hour one kind of a topic. This is a multi-hour topic that we can literally, I mean, it's got all kinds of different aspects to it that need to be discussed. What happened today was the Supreme Court overturned an Illinois Supreme Court ruling that involved a gentleman having his car searched by the police and drug dogs. Anyway, the final result of this verdict is that
the total dissolution of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, well, now if you... Well, Fourth Amendment as it applies to your cars. They haven't quite dissolved it for your home quite yet. That's next. Where if they suspect that you might have something in your house and you'll just have to go ahead and let them come in. I mean,
Why didn't the founding fathers say something about conveyances? I mean,
effects means everything that you own. Effects. Your personal effects are the things that you own.
Everything in a horse was visible at the time.
Well, you could have had a carriage, though, yeah. And, I mean, should really the redcoats have been able to search your carriage if you...
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean...
Let me recap. What happened today is the Supreme Court said that if you get pulled over for a traffic stop for any reason, burnout taillight, speeding ticket, they can bring the drug dogs around your car and do a little sniff test. And, of course, if they're going to get the dogs out, because usually you're not getting pulled over by a drug dog vehicle, which means they have to bring another vehicle there. If they're going to pull the dogs out to search you, to sniff you out, they're going to alert to something, even if there's nothing there. They have them trained for that sort of thing. It's scare tactics.
They didn't spend 15, 20 minutes coming across town to bring a dog over to your car so he could find nothing.
Which is one of the other things that they haven't addressed yet in this article that we've been reading about this, is whether or not they can make you wait. Because it used to be that you could ask if you were being detained. And then, of course, if you're being detained, they have to have some sort of probable cause in order to detain you. But if you're not being detained, you're free to go. And normally, nobody asks that, so they just sit and wait the half an hour until the damn dogs get there, or whatever it is. And it's been mentioned before that these dogs are nothing more than basically terrorizing citizens. They're there to scare the living S out of you and to make the cops even more authoritarian and more scary than before. I mean, that's what these cops are about.
There's absolutely no reason for them to need to use dogs. None at all.
Why do you say that?
Because there's equipment out there. There's equipment that, I don't know exactly how it works. I believe it's like I don't know if there's electronic or some sort of a substrate inside of and when I say that, I mean like something like chalk that it can absorb particles out of the air, right? Using some sort of a sniffer device that, you know, sucks in air, right. And then the particles of whatever is being smelled is absorbed into this substance, like, you know, chalk or something like that is the first one that comes to mind. And then that can be run through a mass spectrometer, and what that is it's a device that can actually see the mass and weight of an object and determine what its molecular makeup is. So in other words, and you can actually do this, like crime scene people can actually do this with just a little, you know, like a baster like that can suck in air, one
right.
of those little balls, and just
blow it at it.
Blow that at chalk and just bring that back to the lab.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they need, but there's actually a special piece of equipment that can just do it on site.
Why don't they use it?
Well, I guess it's expensive. I don't know, you know.
That's not an issue.
I don't think that would be an issue.
They just raise taxes.
So
confiscate a few more houses, sell them.
So basically what it comes down to is they want these dogs, like you said, purely for intimidation. And because dogs can be programmed to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But time for you to alert, you know, a piece of equipment isn't going to do that.
That's true. Although,
I mean, maybe they
could program.
They could program it, but then that would be,
I think one of the reasons,
could be found out, you know.
I think one of the reasons that I had heard that they don't allow the electronic equipment is because it's like man-made or something like that, and that it's an extension of the actual police officer. Whereas if it's a dog, the dog is, I don't know. There was some sort of excuse that they used for it, but you're right. It is kind of like a terrifying aspect to have these scary-looking German shepherds surround, you know, around your vehicle, as well as the cops in their dark sunglasses and their uniforms and the guns on their hips and everything like that.
You know, this brings to mind when they when that one police officer decided to shoot a family dog.
Oh yeah, like a year and a half
just
ago.
Just shotgun blast the dog's face. You know?
God, blew his head off.
That was horrifying.
You know, just happy little bounding around dog. Well, you know, here, think of this. When they bring them these dogs, and the dog, I can imagine a couple of police German shepherds just tearing out another dog's throat because it came out of the car, and they mm-hmm. just, you know, they're angry and hungry or whatever.
Yeah, imagine that happening in front of your kids. That's fun.
Yeah.
So, Johnson, didn't you have a story?
Yeah, I've got a police story.
We'll get back to this in a little bit, but I wanted you to get this out.
A couple of weeks ago, I was pulled over. I was pulled over supposedly for speeding, and I was issued a citation for going a speed that I was not going. There was no way. And there was also, I had my license taken from me that night, and they said that my license had been suspended. And, you know, I was, of course, completely unaware of it, and I found out, I was told by the officer that it was probably for a lapse in insurance.
Okay.
So I went and checked. My insurance hadn't lapsed. And I had to go and spend a day at the DMV and get my license renewed and call my insurance company, and they said, no, your insurance didn't lapse. You know, your insurance didn't lapse. There's no problem here. Must just be a mistake on the part of the state. Mm. And it was. And I got my
license
back. But I lost my entire day. You know, I lost a day at work because I had to go get my driver's license. Then I've still got to go to court again. So not only was I screwed there, I get screwed again. So I end up going to court, and I went in there, and I brought in all the proper paperwork.
And this is for a speeding ticket?
Yep, speeding ticket and supposedly my license suspension.
Right, got it.
So two tickets totaling about $300.
You've got the paperwork for the license suspension, though, so you know you're going to clear that one up, right? Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't know I was going to clear up the speeding thing, but I figure I'll approach the other one first and show that the state made a mistake, made it obvious, and then I'll approach the speeding thing. And that was a tactic that ended up working for me, but when I got into the courtroom, of course, when the judge finally get there, and of course they make you wait, you know, even though I showed up on time, you know, I was still waiting for another 20 minutes to a half an hour for the judge to show up, and then, you know, when I finally get in there, about six times they decided to warn. The judge decided that he needed to explain that, first of all, I guess the way it works in the state of Florida is that you can opt to get your fine reduced by going to driving school,
mm-hmm.
right, or you can outright pay your fine. And get the minimum fine, you know, whatever was handed to you, you know, there can't be changed or whatnot. But he basically went through all this long explanation of those two options. And then
he's
said,
explaining this directly to you or to the whole courtroom?
To the whole courtroom.
Okay.
And then he goes into saying, but you chose not to take those options.
Oh, ooh.
And then
well,
he
hold
went
on.
Into
we'll
more.
Tell the rest of the story here in just a moment here. And is this only for driving infractions, the court?
This is a driving court, yeah.
Okay.
Traffic court.
All right. Sounds frightening. 1-800-259-9231. And you can take control of the show. Bring up anything. Give us your bad police experiences. Whatever you want goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. You can also listen online at freetalklive.com. You can listen live, or you can grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and even described for you. So maybe you were on the air with us and you want to be all vain and listen to yourself. You can do that. You can download an entire hour.
I do it.
Yeah, you can download. You can download an entire hour of the show. You can download an entire week's worth of shows. They're all there for you. They're all free at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. Now, we were in the middle, Johnson, of your story from court, but I want you to hold on because we've got Brandon on the line, and the show's about your call, so when we get calls, we go to him. Brandon from Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to Johnson talk about his traffic court problems there, and I just wanted to tell him he hasn't gone to... I believe whenever you get a ticket, what's the... process. I've never actually gotten one. So, do you go to court every time?
No. What they do is they give you the option. When you get a ticket, they give you a piece of paper that has all the information you need to pay it and go back. Or you can check a little box that says that you want a hearing. Now,
yeah.
If you opt to get a hearing, which you should always do, always do, because chances are either the officer won't show up or you could get a reduced fine.
Yeah.
Now, there is a chance that you might get your fine raised. It's there, but freedom and free. So,
Go ahead.
They may offer, depending on your state laws and whatnot, they also may offer you the option to go to a driving school and instead get a reduced fine and get the points off your license by attending driving school. But that costs money, too.
Okay. Well, I'm saying, next time that happens, check the little box, because there's an outline I have.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
I haven't finished my story yet.
Okay. Well, the way you can get out of a traffic ticket is actually pretty simple. You go to court. You don't plead. You just ask a question. Does the court take judicial notice of the Constitution? Well, they're going to say yes.
Does the court take judicial notice of the Constitution? This is when you're in front of the court for a traffic fine?
Yes. Ask them that. Okay. But do not plead. Because when you plead, you become under their jurisdiction. Okay? Go through the four types of law that we currently have in our country. Ask them if you're under common law jurisdiction. They're going to say no. Ask them if they're under admiralty law. Well, they're not going to admit it. They're going to say no. Ask them if you're under equity law. They're going to say no again. Are you under statutory law? Yes. Okay. Tell them. Have their constitution, ask the judge. I don't see statutory law in the Constitution anywhere. You take a look, and it's not in the Constitution. Therefore, it's extra-constitutional.
Okay.
It's not recognized by the Constitution. Therefore, you have to volunteer into it. They get you to volunteer into it by pleading.
Right,
not
I got
plead, you.
You
can leave.
You're pleading into statutory law?
Yes.
Okay.
And when they do this, I'm pretty sure, if I have my understanding of this right, you don't have to pay the ticket once you do that, because you've just completely shown up the judge, and they're going to feel pretty stupid and probably don't want to get out that you can do that. Now, I might have left.
So, let me see if I can understand this.
Okay.
Let me see if I absorbed this correctly, because Manwich was showing me naughty pictures while you were doing that. He shouldn't be doing that.
Cool.
Okay. So, you go in front of the judge. You ask him what type of law you're under. You present him with these four different options.
Yes, you plead. Do not plead. Actually, don't plead at all.
Right. By pleading, you're turning yourself over to the mercy of the court,
exactly.
So to speak. And so you just get lubed up and then screwed.
They're not very merciful.
Exactly. So then he admits to being under statutory law, which means the state or the local government passed statutes, I guess.
Yeah, and it's basically just saying the Constitution doesn't exist. Under statutory law, you don't have any rights, and I believe you don't have rights
because you're volunteering into it by pleading.
Yes, and you also don't have any rights because of what statutory means. It's basically a law system. It's a jurisdiction that does not take notice of the Constitution.
Because it doesn't have to, because you're signing into it when you sign a document or whatever, or you sign the plea bargain or whatever.
Perhaps. I'm not 100% familiar.
Well, that would be you legally consenting to the statutes, right?
Yeah. I will say that
I'm not challenging that. It could very well be.
Being in the traffic court, it didn't really seem like they were making any distinction between people. You either pled guilty or you didn't.
Well, according to our Constitution...
He's saying you should just ask that question, is what he's saying. Instead of pleading guilty or not,
ask
the judge a question.
Well, okay, what exactly is the question again? Ask the question.
Okay, you just ask him...
It doesn't make any sense.
You ask... What's that?
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, wait, ask the question again. I want to hear
that. Okay, you ask the question, okay? What jurisdiction am I in? Okay? Well, there are four types of jurisdictions.
Where did you get this information from?
Brad and Eric, actually.
Okay. Right.
Just for the source there.
Is it in his book?
I don't believe it's in his book. I listened to a class of his.
Okay.
And it was in his class.
The Constitution class.
Yeah, Constitution class. And this is where I get this information. He might have left something out.
Okay, go ahead and recap it again, because we're still confused.
Common law, admiralty law, equity law, and statutory law. In a traffic court, you're under statutory law. Statutory law is not in the Constitution.
Well, obviously not, because it's local, and the Constitution says that the states can create their own laws.
No, well, they have to take judicial. You have to be under one of those jurisdictions.
Fine. I mean, it couldn't be constitutional.
What's that?
It couldn't be constitutional.
No, it's not constitutional because they don't. They can't have that type of jurisdiction because that type.
Got it.
That type of jurisdiction just completely nullifies the Constitution.
Okay. And what is admiralty law anyway? We've had someone mention that before on the show, and I never really asked what it was.
That deals with...
the Navy?
Exactly. I actually think it deals with sea and maritime.
Maritime law?
Okay. All right.
What
was the third choice?
Like that. And what's that?
What was the third one, the third choice?
Equity law.
And what is that?
Now, I'm not 100% clear on what exactly that is. I've never actually got a clean-cut explanation for it.
Okay. Well, why wouldn't you just ask the one question?
I think if you ask him the question, he'll tell you, you're in traffic court in Indiana, son.
Yeah,
now pay attention.
Yeah.
That's what I think he'll say.
Yeah.
But
and then maybe, fine you in contempt of the court if you keep going.
Yeah.
I just don't...
I don't know if you can... That's a good point. They probably might try to do that. Of course, I don't know. Just by asking a question, you might be able to get some publicity if they find you in contempt of court.
I don't think so.
For whatnot. I do know that Baden Eric has been able to get out of traffic tickets if he's telling the truth. I don't believe him on that. I have no reason.
Well, let me tell you. Let me finish up. I'll tell you how I got on mine.
Okay, go ahead.
And then we'll finish with the... Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what happened was, you know, he gives this whole big warning about how, you know, you could have paid your you know, he goes into this description, which is totally unnecessary, because we obviously hadn't opted to either get a reduced fine by
how
taking
how many of you were there?
Or there were probably 20, 30 people.
Okay,
there,
wow, at least, I'm surprised on that.
You know,
okay.
A lawyer, you know, some people, you know, lots of cops there.
Got it.
And... You know, he said, okay, you haven't taken that option, so your fine could go up to $500 or $1,000 if you were in a school zone.
Oh, wow,
and,
yeah.
You know, so they were just talking about how
scare
they
tactics.
Could, they could, you know, they were trying to scare people. So finally.
And then they'd give them another opportunity to go ahead and take the other options? Like,
absolutely. So when
here's your last chance sort of thing?
Yeah, and they did it over and over and over again. They said, you know, is anyone pleading guilty? Is anyone switching their plea? I'm going to give you this chance to switch your plea.
How many switched?
There were a couple, but mostly from people who were not there. Like, one, I guess there's an option where you can
not show
plead
up.
Guilty if the cop shows up, or you're innocent if the cop doesn't show up. I guess that's
all right. All right, hold on, Brandon, hold on. George is on hold as well. We're going to get to your call, George. Be patient. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We'll finish up your story, Johnson, and have Brandon's comments, and then move on. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pains in the neck, little brothers, filing taxes, and collisions. I can't help you wrestle Uncle Sam, but when I come back, I'll give you some easy ways to avoid whiplash. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. To avoid whiplash, remember CRASH. C-R-A-S-H. C,
click seat belts every time. R, restrain or remove loose objects, which become projectiles in a crash. A, airbags lessen blows. But remember, kids under 12 should ride in the back seat. S, safe drivers never tailgate. It serves no purpose, and it puts you at needless risk. H, headrest. Misnamed, headrests are really head restraints. But to protect against whiplash, they must be properly aligned. The top of the headrest should lie somewhere between the top of your head to the top of your ears. If only Tax Form 1040 EZ were as simple. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We got all sorts of fun stuff there for you to do. It's all free. All on the house. No membership fee required. You can join the Shrine of Female Listeners if you're a lady. Send us your picture. FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. But you should check the Shrine out first and make sure it's something you want to do. It's not a beauty contest. There's no age limit. There's no minimum age.
It's not a nude beach, regardless of what our most recent Shriner might think.
Yeah, well, I don't think that recent Shriner is going to last the week. I think by the end of the week, we're going to take our poll results. See, what happened is, we created Validated Shriner. We created this category called Validated Shriner to make it so our Shriners are more believable. You know, you're supposed to write a sign that says something like Free Talk Live rules or I hate Manwich or something like that that gives away that you are a listener to the show. And it looks like someone's tried to fake us out. And so we basically put a poll up. We put the picture up so you could see what it looked like. And you can check it out at freetalklive.com and then
vote in the
poll.
There's no question that text wasn't photoshopped onto that image.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree. In my mind, there was no question either, but I figured we'd let the listeners have their say before we went ahead and made
it. It is a show about
decision.
The callers, right. You know?
Anyone worth their salt in an editing program can at least line the text up with the angle of the...
Yeah, it was bad. And you should see this. We'll show you the second one that she sent, because she sent another one. It's even worse. 1-800-259-9231.
That's not up?
No, I just...
People need
no.
to be able to choose from all the evidence, Ian.
No,
people need
so
to be
bad.
Able to see this. Our listening public needs to know.
All right, be quiet, you. We're talking about cops. We're talking about your rights being swept away. And we've got Brandon on the line. Brandon, you're back on Free Talk Live. And you were kind of listening in as Johnson. You recounted your experience from traffic court.
All right. Let me finish up here.
You're there. They said, oh, you could have paid the fine, but now you're here.
Right. And then they're calling people up. They're trying to get people to switch their plea. And I said no. And I finally, you know, I went up there. I wasn't going to switch my plea. So I got up on the stand, and you know, he said, you know, he asked me with the first, you know, that I, you know, had my, I guess you were driving with your license suspended, and I said, well, no, I was not. My license shouldn't have been suspended. Here's the documentation. Supposedly my insurance lapsed, and that was why my license was suspended. My insurance never lapsed. Here's documentation as such, and so that wasn't a problem. And he said, you know, and then he of course asked me. He said, well, it shows here that you also have a speeding ticket. Are you? He said, "Do you want to change your plea on that?"
What was your plea, by the way?
My plea, you know, actually, well, I didn't really have to make a plea. It's either you plead guilty or you're not pleading guilty.
I got it. Okay.
So he said, "Do you want to change your plea on that?" Or he said, "Are you going to contest that as well?" Is what he said. That's how he asked. He said, "Are you going to contest that as well?" And I said, "You bet I am." And he's like, "Well, I'm just going to take these and dismiss both of them. See ya."
Good job. Congratulations.
Because I had the proper paperwork on one.
Had the balls to say you were going to contest it.
And, you know, the officer had shown up to court that day. He was there. He was in the building. He had left the courtroom at the time. But I'm sure they could have gotten him back in there, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They definitely could have.
So why did they decide to let you go on the speeding ticket?
Because I just was there, and I was going to contest it. And I'm sure that they didn't have the proper evidence, because there was no way I was going that fast.
They're cops. They're sloppy. I mean, the cops screw up all the time. And remember, they're government agents. I mean, sure, there's a chance they could have the right evidence, but...
I'll tell you that the only way that they can get you on a speeding ticket is with radar or LIDAR, because those machines have a printout.
Radar or LIDAR, meaning they're lying?
No, LIDAR is just a different wavelength.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of it before.
Sounds appropriate, though.
Yeah. It's a laser. I believe it's a laser.
Okay, got it.
Basically, what they can do is those machines print out accurate reports and times and timestamp and stuff like that. Without that, you know, if the cop just clocks you, supposedly, by zooming up behind you and following you with a speedometer and writing that down, like, that's not good enough.
Yep.
And that's, I believe, what happened to me, because when I got pulled over that one night, the cop came right up on me, and I swear, I thought he was going to run into me. I may have sped up a little bit just because I was afraid I was going to get hit.
That's an old trick. They do that. They speed right up and tailgate you. That way you will speed up and therefore break the speed limit.
So, yeah, but, you know, there's no way I was going to go as fast as...
Brandon, you've been absorbing all this. Any other comments about the court system? We're going to look into this whole statutory law thing. I think I found a quote from Badnarik himself about it, so we might go ahead and get that out a little bit later.
Okay, that's cool.
It's interesting, but as we actually made a point during the break that you have to be ready to pay the price.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're willing to sit in jail for a few days, then go for it. But otherwise, try the Johnson approach.
And you guys asked some questions that I just wasn't prepared to answer.
And that's okay. We're all learning, Brandon.
Exactly. We're just learning this whole law thing.
That's right.
And they're valid questions, and we're not enemies, and they're good questions that I want.
It's
I'll
just critical thinking, man. That's all.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we're glad you're out there to bring these things up. So, Brandon, any final words?
Yeah, basically what Badnarik was just trying to get at is that the law jurisdiction we are under in traffic court is very misleading, and that we can get around it.
I totally understand. We'll look into that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
1-800. All right,
rock
you do 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's go to George.
I was making the sign.
George in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, George.
Hello. While I was listening to you guys, there's another denied right in court, too, that they will even lie to people about and tell them that it don't exist, and they won't tell them and everything, keep them ignorant of, and that's jury nullification.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. I was going to bring it up if you didn't, George.
Love that one.
Tell us what it's about.
Well, the best I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, but the best I understand it is that according to the Constitution of our country, the 12 jurors do have the final say regardless of evidence or anything.
The juries can judge the law itself.
Yes, yes. It's not supposed to be a technical thing. It's supposed to be a living thing.
It's supposed to be, George, actually the final check and balance on the entire system.
Right.
The idea being you've got an out of control legislature passing all kinds of crazy laws, and the jury sitting on a case can finally say, what? War on drugs? That's crazy. This man is innocent. Your war on drugs stinks. Jury nullified.
Well, they don't want the citizenry to even know that they have that right.
That's correct.
No, they don't.
And you know, you hit on the point why, like that previous gentleman, you know, the key to him being successful or not, literally, it falls on if you got enough heroes out here, you know, which there's a big, bad shortage of those, you know. But it falls literally on if it got in the newspapers or something or some publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if they'll tell something interesting, you know, it's exciting or something, but they're not going to print nothing that the judge don't want them to print. That's you understand how it all works.
Yeah. Well, I've actually heard, and you mentioned that they'll try and suppress it. I've actually heard that if you're on trial and your lawyer tries to bring that right up in court, he will be silenced, and they will call a mistrial and bring your ass on trial again.
Great. Just keep on mistrialing me.
Maybe they'll hold you in contempt as well. Who knows what they'll try and do.
Supposedly, if the juries were actually all rationally, logically, and, you know, I guess ecumenically picked, it would take less than 10% of the population to know about jury nullification.
Ah, but that's therein lies the rub.
It only takes one juror.
Well, because when you're going through jury selection process, they may ask you a question like that, a question about that would reveal that you maybe know a little too much, and then they'll kick your ass out of the whole process. So they try to get stupid people on juries. George, if you've got more, hang on. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better, I feel better during the day, I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first 3 month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control, bring up anything, whether it be political, whether it be personal, something somewhere in between the two. You got a rant you want to get off your chest, or you just want to complain about your personal life. We're here to hear from you. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Again, 800-259-9231. Log on at freetalklive.com.
Check out the updates. That's all you have to do is give us your email address, and we will send you all the newest things going on with Free Talk Live. You'll be the first one to know about the new Shriners, the first one to know when we add a new radio station. All the news.
Yep. All there. It's all free. So join the updates list. There's been a lot of new signups on the updates list recently. It's probably because we've been pushing it.
The idea.
Yeah, 1-800.
It's amazing this radio advertising stuff works.
800-259-9231, especially when it's free. It makes it a lot easier.
That's right. We're here at Free Talk Live. We're trying to save the remnant.
All right. Hey, we're laughing now, but earlier tonight we definitely weren't laughing. And serious, major serious issue going on here came out of the Supreme Court earlier today, with the Supreme Court deciding in a 6-2 decision, not even close.
It's a landslide.
Yeah.
It's a landslide against your constitutional rights.
That you, now, if you get pulled over by the cops, they can go ahead and have the dog sniff around your car, even if there's no reason whatsoever, no suspicion even of you having drugs in your car. The drug dogs can be brought out, and they will then sniff your vehicle, which most likely, I would say, would result in you getting searched, because they can train these dogs to alert on command, basically. They don't have to necessarily be alerting because they found something. They can be alerting because the police officer gave him a subtle command to alert.
Right.
And then they'll say, oh, looks like they found something. Let's have that trunk opened up. And then let's search every single square inch of your car, tear the living hell out of it, and then leave you, if you're innocent and you, or if you don't have anything that they're looking for, leave you on the side of the road to put it all back together again, and then maybe get to work.
That's right. They've effectively destroyed your Fourth Amendment right in regards to your vehicle.
Yeah.
Let me read this Fourth Amendment again one more.
Okay.
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, they don't know what they're going to be seizing. They're going to be searching.
Right.
And it's your effect. It's your car. It's your business. And it doesn't even... What they're doing... Totally outside of constitutional warrant.
Well, you know, okay. Technically, and you know, I'm not arguing for this, but technically, they're not actually violating your rights until the cop does what we all know is going to happen, and that is train that dog to signal on command.
Mm-hmm.
Until that point, then what they're doing is they're sniffing the air on state property. You know, they're having a dog sniff the air on state property.
Okay, but we're still unclear on one point, and that is whether or not they can detain you to wait for the dog. Because they've found before that you can't be forced to wait an unreasonable period of time for a drug dog to show up. Especially,
what is reasonable, though?
I don't know.
How is that defined? Do I get to define what reasonable is?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because 2 minutes is about too long for me.
Because, sorry, I need my driver's license back so I can go.
Yeah, I got things to do, unlike you bureaucrats who sit around and eat donuts all day.
Because the thing is they're going to hold on to your driver's license until, they're just darned ready to give it back.
Right.
And that'll be about the time the dog shows up.
That's a good point.
If not before that. So they're just going to try to make you stay, but with the holding of your driver's license. You're going to have to go back there and demand from a cop who has not yet given you a ticket. You're going to have to demand your driver's license.
It's a big game.
Excuse me, officer. I'm ready to go. I need my driver's license, please.
Thanks for your time, officer.
That's getting bad, man.
It's getting bad.
It's not going to go well.
Hey, by the way, there was a dissenting opinion on this. There were two, again, who voted against this. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was one of them, and she bemoaned what she called the broadening of police search powers, saying the use of drug dogs will make routine traffic stops longer and more adversarial. She was joined in her dissent by Justice David H. Souter. Hey, I'm sure Ruth Bader Ginsburg and this Souter guy have had all kinds of pro-police rulings in the past, so their previous rulings have gotten us to the point where this case was even an issue. So they're certainly to blame to some extent for allowing the system to go as far as it has, but at least, thank goodness, it wasn't 8-0 on this one. I mean, nonetheless, it's now case law, and we're screwed. The court has long held that traffic stops should be brief, since police often use them as a pretext to question motorists about other suspected illegal activity. Again, more just scare tactics by the police. Critics argue that authorities now will have wide power to check a car without consent, even if a police dog proved to be wrong about the presence of drugs. Because, what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing you can do today. A friend of mine got searched. They tore his car apart because the dog alerted on his car.
Right.
He had nothing. His car was damaged, the carpets were torn up, the dog scratched his paint job, he took photographic evidence of it, attempted to get in touch with some higher-ups at the police department. They didn't care.
No, lawyers in town. Less.
Lawyers in town, he approached them about it. Nobody wanted to take the case.
I bet they didn't.
Because they didn't want to mess with the police department, basically, even though he had documented evidence of this thing happening. And so what's going to happen now is they're going to pull you over. The dog is going to alert now, and it just makes it easier for the whole process to happen for the police. They're going to tear your car apart. If they find something, your ass is going to jail. If they plant something, you're going to jail. And if they don't find anything, then you're on the side of the road with your entire car torn apart, and there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it after the fact. You're not going to be able to bring a lawsuit against these people.
Well, I've got a little story about something that happened to me. It doesn't have... I'll tell it to you.
Can you sell it?
Absolutely.
About
this
cops?
This is about something... It's not about cops. It's about something that got found in my car and I got in some trouble for.
Ooh, all right. Coming up next, Man with a Story, unless you want to interrupt the show and literally take control at 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever. 800-259-9231. So take control of the show. Or you can also log on at freetalklive.com and experience the show online via our live stream. Maybe you're visiting some friends and family, listening to the show on the radio. You like the show. You want to listen to it when you get home, but we're not on there. Well, first thing you can do is call your local talk stations and talk to the program directors or general managers and let them know that you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. But after
people
that,
have done that, and it's been a huge help to us.
It has, actually. More people need to do it, though. And then after that, you'll have to go home because it takes them a long time to do things in radio, so you'll still have to listen to the internet feed at freetalklive.com. It's free, though, so no worries. No $5 a month charge, anything like that. You were going to tell us a story, Manwich.
I was. It's kind of to illustrate that things can end up in your car that you had nothing to do with,
mm-hmm.
and this whole... And that's one of the reasons why we have a Fourth Amendment right, that you should be secure in your effects.
Sure.
And that they shouldn't be able to...
Even if you don't have anything to hide.
Even if you don't have anything to hide.
Right.
One time I was it was in high school, and I had a girlfriend who was a junior. I was a senior, and her sister was a freshman. The freshman's sister had a friend staying over. So I was on my, I had to go to work from my girlfriend's house, and so they, for somehow it was arranged that I would take the friend of the freshman's sister home. And so she had a little bag of overnight stuff, and she took it, and she got in the passenger seat, and I drove her home while I was on my way to work. Now, of course, you know, I'm in high school, this is a girl, and I probably drove a little crazy to impress her, right? I remember that...
Does that impress them?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know that guys still do it, though.
Okay.
I don't know whether it works, but I do know that guys still do it. I remember that her bag fell over and, like, she, you know, got her stuff back up. You know, it was just, it wasn't really a duffel bag. It was sort of upright bag. And
like
was,
a carrying bag.
Like a carrying bag. It was a canvas.
Right.
So she put all her stuff back in, and I let her out in her little, and I went off to work.
Got it.
It must have been a week later, maybe 2 or 3 days later. My girlfriend was sitting in the passenger seat, and something...
You're busted for orthotricycline?
Something... I don't know what that is.
Birth control.
Something fell down into the little the footwell there, and she went fishing down for it, and she came up with a pair of striped panties. Now, this is high school. People, in fact, you know, I mean, used to fool around in their cars,
sure.
You know? And, I mean, I had fooled around with my girlfriend in the car, so
sure.
She could certainly imagine whose
what
panties
happened?
Were
yeah.
these.
Oh, man.
So, like, I was like, ba-ba, I don't know anything about this. You know, I was completely stupefied. And then it came to me, while I was stuttering, what happened.
Right.
Having a story at this time is a bad idea. Like,
yeah.
You know, to have an excuse as to why the underpants are there, you should not know at all. You know,
okay.
You know, you just keep painting, I don't know where they came from, instead of,
so
they must have come from your sister's friend, they fell out of the bag, I turned the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad time to have
that
a story.
That made it worse.
Yeah.
You gave that story up, though, at that time?
No. Just right then.
Oh,
I'm like,
and what was the response?
Well, she's like, blah, 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 blah. She was livid. She was livid.
Well, what ended up happening?
Well, a couple of bad, like a bad week or so, and then, you know.
She forgave you?
She forgave me and, like, you know, imagined that everything was fine and all that, so.
And then you broke up anyway, eventually.
Sure. It's high school.
It's high school. It doesn't matter. I have a young friend who's in high school. No, just one. I don't have more than one. And I've told him, dude, your relationships that you have right now with your friends and possible girlfriends, they don't matter worth a squat. Once you get out of school, you might see 2% of those people ever again. 800-259-9231. That's just perspective you don't have when you're in high school. This is Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. Hour number 3 on the way.
If you're tired of